Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
Episode 38.
Oh, wait. Don't start it. Did you start it?
Maybe.
All right, let's do this.
All right, let's freaking do it.
Here we go.
You got a lot of businesses coming to town, but yesterday a new business opened. Suzabelle's Dance and Footwear, specializing in dance, gymnastics, cheer, and stage.
Yeah, that's kind of nice since the other one, Dusty's, you know.
And they're in the German
lost
business.
Lost that one, and so, yeah, they're, oh, nice.
In the German business complex over with Brunswick Family Dental and Tangled Vine and the yoga studio. So that building's seeing a lot of action. So welcome to Brunswick, Suzabelle's Dance and Footwear. Sweet.
I think it's pretty safe to say that you and I won't be visiting there too much, but...
No, not there. So... My wife did go to yoga a couple days.
Did she?
At 5:45 in the morning. She said she had a wonderful time. It wasn't a relaxing yoga. It was more like a stretch band.
I love her. 5:45 in the morning.
It's okay. Pretty early. I was definitely still asleep. But she said she had a great time there.
Well, that's good. I'll check it out, but at a much later time. Literally, much later time. So next, we got the official nod from Cool Beans, right?
Mm-hmm. They posted on their TikTok and Facebook account that they're officially coming to Brunswick, which we already knew.
I was going to say, if you listen to our show, then you already knew that. Yeah. So.
Looks like they're going to use half the property. The other half of the property, they'll probably either sell or lease out to another business. Maybe a
building. Dollar General or something like that.
But we are excited to have them in the community. They're doing a great thing in Medina, so I'm sure they'll do something here.
Yeah. Yep. If they can replicate that, you know, in a second location, that's great. Mm-hmm. So speaking of replicating.
And we got a business celebrating 5 years.
We do. Congratulations to Ohio Pie. They are 5 years old today, actually. And he's been holding specials all week long. So if you haven't tried them yet, you're missing out. Let me tell you, good stuff. So congratulations to Nick and his crew over there. So glad that Brunswick is your home. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you. What else we got?
Here's something from the Dinah Crowney Career Center. You know, obviously they have a culinary course, and those students run the Center Cafe, and they're doing a little raffle. There's a lot of...
Did you see this?
Yeah. Some of those drawing packages are pretty significant. $250, $350, $450 packages. There's all kinds of stuff. So if you can make it over there, when are they handing out tickets? When are they doing ticket stuff?
Winners are going to be drawn Sunday. Tickets are available through Sunday the 18th. Tickets are available through the 17th at 9 p.m. So, and I do want to give Ryan over at Corkscrew in Medina a shout out, because if you look, he donated almost on every package. Mm-hmm. So he's literally given away hundreds and hundreds of dollars in gift cards. So go to Medina County Career Center Facebook page or look for the post. I put it in ours, and there's probably, I don't know how many dozens of packages, but
like
get a ticket.
40.
Yeah. I mean, there's, for most of the tickets, one ticket is $5, 3 for $10, 8 for $20, and 20 for $50. Wow. That's mm-hmm. a lot of chances.
And that, of course, supports their scholarship efforts.
Correct.
For those students.
Correct. Check that out and support our kids.
You ever ate there, the Center Cafe at the Career Center?
I have not been there. Have you been there?
Yeah. It's very good food at a very reasonable price because, you know, they're not paying them. Other than paying an education, you're getting a very nice meal at a very reasonable price. It's worth the trip support the kids, right?
Put that on my list. Yeah, definitely. Got a couple calendars for a couple local establishments that we're going to share with you guys. The Red Onion has their event calendar out for the month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything that we want to headlight? Boozy Bingo. Oh, Boozy Bingo.
What is that? I don't know.
Saturday,
the February 17th.
Aaron and I may have to go check that out. Maybe we'll take you, maybe if you're good.
They got an annual turkey fry for Super Bowl and trivia on Wednesdays at 7, daily deals.
Yeah, I was going to say they have daily specials every day of the week.
Uh-huh.
So make sure you stop in, check out their Facebook page, or stop in, see Patty. Psychic readings by Elizabeth Howell, the 1st and 3rd. You need to call for an appointment.
Lots of events.
A lot of murder mystery. Wow, there's a lot of stuff going on. Not to be outdone, Wooden Nickel has released their calendar as well.
Mm-hmm.
Daily specials, assorted desserts, drink of the month, sparkling strawberry margarita, salty caramel espresso martini. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Regular trivia on Tuesdays, Survey says trivia on Wednesdays. They got a Lent menu starting on Friday the 16th next week. It looks like they got some sipping paints coming up.
Nice.
Good stuff.
I love it when they do different stuff. Yeah.
I like the calendars. Great. Makes it easier.
All right. So here, I'll let you do this one because this is your favorite topic.
Beer. Yeah. Hoppy Dude Brews has a bunch of stuff going on as well. They have music bingo every Wednesday and trivia every Thursday. Of course, have their hoppy hour 5 to 7 on Fridays and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. It reminds me, after the big game, we have a tab up on the page for game day specials. And after that's over, we'll start our fish fry list that we do a pretty good comprehensive list every year. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty proud of that. We get a lot of businesses that use that to let us know what they've got and when they've got it. So excited for fish fries.
Did you see the post with the picture of the two bald eagles that somebody spotted at North Park?
That's why I called this one Bald is Beautiful. I thought you'd like that one. That is pretty. Have you ever seen a bald eagle in person?
I have not.
Like, not. No. I have. It is just, it's amazing. So that was pretty cool that for somebody captured that and shared it with us.
Yeah. And where there's two, there might be more later on down the road.
Yeah. Right? Probably. I don't think it takes 9 months, but, you know, we'll see. Keep an eye out. So speaking of fish fries, we adopted, as you guys know, Valley City. We let some of their businesses in, Litchfield, some of them, because they don't have large community pages. So Valley City Community Group has their fish fries listed. Where's this at?
At the VFW.
Duh. Yeah. Right on there. Says right on there. Starts next weekend. So here we go. Got off. We'll have to make sure they get on our list. $13 with your choice of, and there's everything. And then kids are $8. So, and everything's available to go too.
Looks good. I love a good fish fry. Here we go. Brunswick Youth Basketball Spring League registration deadline is February 15th. So you still got just about a week to register for grades 2nd through 8, March 6th through May 11th play. Rec members are $60, non-members are $85. So if you have a kiddo between the grades 2nd and 8th grade, make sure you get them registered for their basketball. That's it. Another mild week. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got some events coming up though, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break and then we'll be back with that.
Episode coming up for you.
We do. We were back over at Bat TV, recorded another episode, and we kind of got sweet on each other, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Nutmeg Custom Cookies taught us how to make some cookies ourselves, decorate them, make them our
own. I thought you were going to surprise them. You just told them what it was.
Oh,
that's okay. We know you guys are going to tune in. This is another exciting episode that we did. But we're really excited. It came out really good.
Right? Yeah, Megan is very talented. So check it out.
Now let's get into some events.
Let's do it.
First up, we've got next weekend. There's a chocolate and wine fest at Tangled Vine.
Yum.
And that's Saturday, February 17th from 3 to 5. Oh, see, that's perfect. That's early. Go home. Yeah. Sleep it off.
Wine samples.
Love it.
From Superior, Heidelberg, Vintage, Southern Glazers, St. Julian, Vanguard, and Old Smoky Mountain. Cake Pops.
And?
Chocolate-covered Oreos.
Wow.
Say that word. Charcuterie. Cheesecake and more.
And live music by Island Troy.
There he is again. All over the place.
So, you know, right? Brunswick's keeping him employed. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. All right. Next up. What do we got?
We got Affordable Farmhouse making these pretty darn cute dog planters. You can sign You can sign up for a class Wednesday, February 14th at 6:30 p.m. and Sunday, February 18th at 11 a.m.
Very nice.
$45 and you can take home one of these really neat planters. That dog looks
exactly
like the planter. So if you have a dog, you can probably paint it just like your dog.
Maybe. All right. You want to borrow one of mine?
Yeah, maybe. That looks fun.
Okay. All right.
What else? Here's one we can't forget, and I haven't missed going to these since I lived here. Medina County Ice Festival happening February 16th through 19th. Will the ice hold up is always the question. You know, sometimes
I think so. It's supposed to get colder, so it should be good. So
it was freaking gorgeous.
Check out
today.
Check out MainStreetMedina.com. For a list of all the events and what's going on when and demonstrations, and I'm sure they have lots of good stuff. So maybe next year we should get like towers made.
Water towers?
Ice carving. Our water towers, our logo. Tower. Yeah, represent.
Wonder if we can make that happen. Here's another one from Medina. We got Dine to Donate. The Brunswick High School Student Visionaries of the Year are raising funds for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. All you have to do is visit Blue Heron Brew Pub on Tuesday, February 20th, and 10% of all sales that day are going to be donated to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Very nice.
Yeah, reservations are not required, but recommended. Scan the QR code on the screen here or visit exploretalk.com/Blue Heron Brewery and help those high school visionaries.
Never been there?
Yes, once. Yeah.
Once.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do plan on going back that day.
Yeah, that's great. That's great that they do that. I didn't know they did Dine to Donate. So thank you to Blue Heron for supporting Leukemia Society and our kids.
And I have tickets tonight to see Mean Girls the Musical.
Oh, look at you.
At the PAC Center. Well, you still have a chance if you're listening to this today. There's one more show tomorrow, the 10th. You can get your tickets at bluedevilathletics.hometownticketing.com.
Bill Kennedy's going to be standing in the parking lot selling his tickets for twice the price because he said he bought 20 of them. So
an accident or what?
I don't know, but he said it's going to sell out. So
it might.
That's why he bought 20 tickets and he's going to, you know.
Nice. Scalp them.
Sell them in the parking lot. Yeah.
Scalping high school
nice.
Tickets. That's all I got. You got anything?
I think that's all I got too. Make sure you guys hit that like button. Leave us a message. We want to hear from you guys always. And don't forget to tune in Monday for our special episode when Lucas and I have our sweet tooth and decorate cookies. And
that was a fun time. Hey, we just cracked 200 subscribers on YouTube. And our last episode had over 1,800 views. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll take it one at a time. One viewer, one subscription at a time.
Take care, Brunswick.
Yeah, right. All right. See you guys later.
Be safe. Bye-bye. Bye.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information.